Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to an InfraGuard story with Chris in Florida. An InfraGuard just hung up. I'm trying to get to your calls. Chris in Florida, you've got a InfraGuard story. Hey, my dad's calling me up right now. Hold on one second. Hey, what's going on? I'm here on the radio. Yeah, okay, you want to come on? I guess you're on your lunch break? No. Call our internal number. Dad, that's a psyop. Then he'll say that isn't your dad. And then he'll say, listen, I can tell that guy's following a script. No. Since you called in now, this is exciting. I'm going to go to my InfraGuard guy. Hey, guys, will you come get my phone and give my dad the hotline number, please? That's hilarious. You don't have to talk about the patient itself. Just tell me. You know what to do. Here it is. I know it was a year and a half ago, Dad. Just hold on. Dad, that's a psyop. They do that to change the subject and imply we're dishonest. Just hold on. Just tell the story. Here it is. Give him the hotline or call him. Just call that number and put him on right now. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying earlier, InfraGuard's admitted, clergy responses admitted. Chris in Florida, finish your InfraGuard story. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, a few years ago, I talked about InfraGuard to a neighbor who claimed to have worked for a Raytheon in the FBI, and then he proudly showed me his InfraGuard card. He turned out to be a busybody, a stalker, not just towards myself, but another neighbor's, and a peeping Tom as well. He liked to call police.
Yeah, I mean, you heard me profile him. That's exactly what my dad was saying. He said he's run into several of these now. I'm not supposed to get into it all, but the point is, go ahead.
Well, he also liked to call police with false accusations. Apparently, he felt powerful by his InfraGuard card. Maybe everyone should carry one, sort of as a KMA, as a Aaron Russo's talking about Nicholas Rockefeller's thing. He really have a KMA chip, kiss my you-know-what chip. Unfortunately, he died of emphysema due to his irresistible smoking habit. If I could bring up another issue that I called about, there's a locally based radio radio network that carries your show, Can Talk Network, here in the Tampa Bay area on 1340 AM and 1350 AM and 880 AM out of Little Rock, Arkansas. That's a 50,000-watt transmitter, who now accepts the local new community currency called Clearwater Hours.
I want to get the owner of that system on. I know they got us on a bunch of great affiliates. God bless them. Spread the word. Here is my dad, David Jones. Now, that was probably InfraGuard calling in. Because you notice they wouldn't admit InfraGuard or any of it exists. It was, I want to hear your dad. It isn't true. As if we don't know this country's going to hell in a handbasket, and they admit the veterans are the number one enemy, and they got spy networks. That's all admitted. They're harassing veterans, you name it. But, oh, it doesn't exist. Dad, I know you didn't want to tell me the whole story because it's patient, doctor privilege. But you're allowed to say, as a dentist, what happened? Is it true that this person that's been your patient for a very long time wanted to hire you to be a minion, and then you went and talked to other dentists and found out they'd been visited by other groups?
Let me explain. I had actually was doing some consulting in Dallas at the time, and I was passing through Waco, and I heard a local police liaison in Waco talking about how that people could volunteer and it could be a career path toward really good employment for kids in high school and people in their neighborhoods and all different levels. And it was literally about becoming a volunteer part of an intelligence gathering, keep your neighborhood safe volunteer type program. And it was going on, and it was real interesting to me because about that same time, someone had pre-approached Dr. King in his neighborhood about being involved in doing that sort of thing. In other words, see something, say something, keep your neighborhood safe.
But tell us what happened to you.
I basically was just approached by a patient that was involved in law enforcement that had said that, they would like for me to be involved in basically just being aware of what was going on and to talk to other doctors and things in our organization that we were in a good position to...
Hey, now that we've started this, we got Tom Woods coming on, but stay there, Dad.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been taking calls for 2 hours, and I'm doing a lot better than I normally do, and it's been pretty powerful hearing whistleblowers about InfraGuard spying on people and things. And we opened up our internal phone lines as well and never got to that phone bank. Scott, Chuck, Lion, Hart, Blake, I'm going to get to you guys with Tom Woods because you've been patient. If not, you can hang up. I know we got loaded phone lines over here. We've got whistleblowers on InfraGuard pouring in. This is crazy. I mean, this subject is big. Now, InfraGuard, guys, type it into Google and show people or startpage.com. Just type in InfraGuard. The FBI admits they have it. They have clergy response teams. We covered it when it was still secret. And it's getting preachers to spy on their flocks to try to influence them to accept gun confiscation, you name it. I played newscast where they admit it. And then this caller calls in and says, I disagree. I want to hear your dad say that he got approached to be part of the See Something, Say Something, and invited to meetings and things. And then my dad talked to other dentists and found out they've been visited by other groups at home. And this is on record. They count on you being ignorant. They'll have these community FBI meetings. You go to them. It's not about Al-Qaeda. It's about the veteran next door. That's in the news. So my point is, this was a year and a half ago now. My dad ended up calling into the back line and getting on. is that my dad suddenly heard ads on the radio about it. Dentist he knew it happened to, and then it happened to him. He can't tell the whole story because of patient doctor privilege. My dad's a dentist. But, Dad, I got to go to our guest here, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I didn't know you were listening when the guy called in. So just briefly, the guy was implying, and I was making this up, the TSA isn't sticking their hands down our pants either. Break down your concern and what went on without violating in fact, just tell the stories of the other doctors. Getting visited at home, that's better.
Basically, it was all a cumulative effect from having heard things on the radio mentioning it to people, and then just out of the blue, someone who'd been a patient for a long time, it was a fairly senior person involved in administration and law enforcement, had said, we're organizing community-level things whereby people are volunteering to go out in their neighborhoods and see what are happening. And what we've found that teachers and doctors and certain other people, bankers, have key positions where they can see and understand things that are going on that we need to know. And, I could use your help in on an administrative level. And we're creating career paths for a lot of people at all different ages, young people, people in high school, people in college, and people that are senior people in their professions. And right now it's in an organizational state, but it could develop into something much more involved.
Yeah, and now Dad, I think you're conflating several stories here, because I know you don't listen all the time, there was also the other individual, and I know you can't, that also came and flashed his little badge and things and was talking about something else.
Well, I've had several people approach me over time. I didn't know which incident you were talking about. This was about the time after I'd gone to through Waco and heard of a very similar community program. But
there was one guy who wanted you to watch your patients as well.
Well, no, this was the whole thing. That's the whole point, is that if you're in a situation of interviewing people and talking to people and being in positions of trust and things like that. But I think more than anything, they were interested in me basically doing some monitoring of charting issues and things on a general basis. But it didn't get so detailed because I was not interested in it. So it kind of.
But then you found out that other dentists were getting visits at home.
Yes. I found out that a very high percentage of them were.
Okay, so there you go. All right, Dad, thank you so much. Just briefly, while you're here, and Tom Woods is a patiently holding best-selling author, I keep meaning to get you on air because I want to promote things. You know, I wasn't promoting the longevity insurance cards because I just wasn't sure about them, hadn't used them. I've now gotten a few prescriptions in the last year. Took that long to actually get a few prescriptions. I don't get them a lot, as you know, the nasal spray and then some stuff for my kids. We saved over 30% each time with them. They're totally free. You can just put in basically whatever name you want, and it accesses the discount. You, though, have given out thousands of these now. You manage 14 dental offices. What type of responses with the InfoWars RX since the guy called in and said we were making this up? Now that we have you on air about this, let's do a evil capitalism plug.
I will just say that I have even started having patients that have insurance use them. For example, I have a patient who uses a prescription for, let's just say, creating younger skin. It's basically retinoic acid. And she was able to get the meds cheaper using the discount card than it would be on her insurance.
Yeah, so again,
that was an expensive item.
Again, you've been now in the last 6 months using it. I was never going to promote it because I couldn't understand it. It sounded too good to be true. And then you were telling me, hey, this is what's really hot. Because you bought a bunch.
That's a great value. I just basically give them away for free, and people, anybody. And at first I was saying, use this if you don't have insurance, but people were telling me. In fact, I heard one of your pharmacy people online talking about how sometimes that you can buy stuff generic cheaper without using insurance than you do with it, because the volume pricing is so low if you're buying this, say, 3 months, 6 months, or a year supply rather than paying the copay.
But this doesn't even access generic stuff or bulk buying. This is across the board. Find out at InfoWarsRx.com. Dad, thank you for joining us.
All righty. Have a great day.
Hey, there he goes. Okay, punk, good try calling in, implying that isn't going on, counting on listeners being ignorant, not knowing InfraGuard is real. There you go. Okay, now I apologize to our guest. We are going to shift gears now. Joining us via video Skype, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, or if you're listening on XM 166 out there, Thomas E. Woods, Jr. is a senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute and creator of the Tom Woods Liberty Classroom. Oh, that sounds evil right there. You probably have InfoGuard watch him. He holds a bachelor's degree in history from Harvard, and his master's is, and it just goes on, and a PhD from Columbia University. He is the author of 11 books, most recently Rollback, Repealing Big Government Before the Coming Financial Collapse, Nullification, How to Resist Federal Tyranny in the 21st Century. Woods has been edited and written the introduction to 5 additional books, and I just always enjoy hearing him when he's a guest on the radio or on TV, TomWoods.com. And thank you for holding the last 5 minutes while my dad was on. What is your take briefly of the Stasi state, the InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, Homeland Security saying veterans are the number one terror threat?
Well, it's really something. I mean, of course, you know, we had the case of somebody being incarcerated because of some Facebook posts, for heaven's sake. And I mean, it seems to me we cannot hit this hard enough. Now, on the other hand, there are two things that I note about all this. On the one hand, technology is being exploited by the bad guys to go after the rest of us. But on the other hand, there are ways in which we can use technology to fight back against them. And one silver lining as we're watching this sort of police state develop is that today, you know, people have got smartphones and they can record these incidents with the police very easily and discreetly. And before you know it, they're all over YouTube, and things that the authorities might have been able to get away with in the past, suddenly they're on the defensive. So I'm still cautiously optimistic. We've still got some weapons in our arsenal here.
But now the feds want to be able to hit a code citywide and kill all the cameras on the iPhones and Droids. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I'm hopeful that there's got to be some entrepreneur somewhere who figures out a way around that, in the same way that, you know, they try to do the same thing to radar detectors, and there are always ways around it. My hope is that a free people that actually cares about his freedom will always be one step ahead.
Well,
of
I agree stuff. With you, but why are we letting the government say we're going to hit a button and broadcast a code to turn your camera off without a warrant, without anything, controlling your property? It's incredible.
That's true. Of course, we're not letting it. They're doing it regardless of how we feel, and it just goes to show how frustrating it is. I'm sure you feel the same way. When I see people get really passionate in a presidential election year for a candidate other than Ron Paul, I feel like you just haven't woken up yet. There obviously isn't going to be a change between Romney and Obama. And the fact that people are going to see this Dinesh D'Souza movie and walking out saying, I got to clamp down, I got to do everything I can to get establishment candidate A out so I can replace him with establishment candidate B. If only these people's efforts were directed in the right place, we might be getting somewhere.
I'm glad you brought that film up. I mean, it was at about an eighth grade level instead of a second grade level, like most, you know, Democratic films are. But it's honest that government wants to destroy America, but that's to consolidate it. It's really colonialism by the globalist and crony capitalist against America. It's not Obama is anti-colonialist, so he's misguided. Obama's a total globalist like Romney.
Yeah, of course that's right. Obama is, first of all, Obama's not a Marxist. He doesn't hold most of the Marxist views, but in a way that makes him more sinister and more dangerous. He doesn't want to end American imperialism or any of the old Marxist slogans. He wants to intensify them, as does Romney. And in terms of surveillance and all the other issues, the two people are indistinguishable.
He's bringing imperialism home.
You know, what I want to do is one of these days I'm going to make a video when it gets time for the presidential debates, a video of the top 10 questions that will not be asked of these people, because if you did ask it, it would expose the scam of the so-called free elections that we have.
Well, Tom, you know, I tell you, an hour is not enough time. We got you on about 10 minutes late. We're going to go to break here and come back. I'm going to give you the floor. What do you want to get into first? Solutions, I was told.
Well, sure, we might as well try, right? Can't hurt to try. And we can't be afraid of failing, because how could we be in a worse spot than we are now?
That's a good point. And, you know, you predicted the collapse, and you've talked about ways to get the word out before that happens. Now it's here. I want to talk about your last two books. I've read both of them. Amazing information. And, again, we're honored to have you here today with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you can visit his website, TomWoods.com. We've got a link to it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, I apologize for having my dad on kind of like that. He's never been on the show before. I think a couple times he's called in over the last 17 years, but a guy called in going, "Your dad, I want to hear him claim the government tried to recruit him to spy on his patients." And my dad didn't tell you the half of it, okay? Okay, like I'm, you know, kind of a wild guy. My dad's kind of the opposite, real calm, and he didn't tell you half of it, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It seems that every time you turn on the radio or the TV, there's another commercial for a testosterone product. Do they really boost libido and performance? And which one to try? Well, there is only one T-Gen, because there is only one Chamonix, a great company with great research. Consider this. In a clinical study on T-Gen's key ingredient, free testosterone increased in all exercising men, every single one, and 85% of them reported an increase in libido and desire. But T-Gen also contains zinc, selenium, and plant sterols, vital for a healthy prostate, and it makes T-Gen a great all-around anti-aging product for any man. T-Gen means science, results, and the phenomenal customer service of Chamonix. Call to try T-Gen right now and get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen comes with Chamonix's famous 90-day money-back guarantee. Just in case it doesn't work for you, you simply don't pay. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Tom Woods is our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I think this is our first visit with him over the years, hopefully the first of many. Tom, what are solutions to this fight? I mean, Ron Paul's still out there getting the word out, but he's riding off in the sunset a little bit. Rand's up there, you know, close to his dad, but not his dad. Obviously, those are focal points. There's what you're doing with Lou Rockwell and others doing a great job. I know that you're in a film that we promote and sell, Nullification, which breaks down states' rights. And when I go study what the Pentagon's doing, they're not preparing to fight Al-Qaeda. They talk about going after legislatures that rebel and don't go along. So the corrupt system is worried about states' rights. That tells me it's the answer. Tell us about that.
Well, my view is that we have to try something that's not out of the New York Times playbook. I mean, the New York Times and the mainstream media, their role is to try to limit our range of debate, is to say, well, here are the issues that you're allowed to talk about. Here are the positions. Here's the 3-inch range you're allowed to take on those issues. And if we're going to play by their rules, we're never going to get anywhere. So we've got to be willing to do things that aren't mentioned in Newsweek or aren't mentioned on the TV. And so that's why I like the idea of state nullification. I wrote a book called Nullification, as you mentioned. And the idea of this is that the states created the federal government. They ought to have some say in whether the federal government is obeying the Constitution or not, saying what their opinion on that is. And in fact, as Madison and Jefferson said in 1798, the states in the last resort have to say to the federal government, no, what you're doing is unconstitutional. We refuse to go along with it. Now, that is, needless to say, not in the Romney agenda. It's not the Obama agenda. It's not what Chris Matthews would say. It's not what Bill O'Reilly would say. So in my book, that makes it great. So basically, you've got all the corrupt, as Mike Church calls them, the Decepticons on the one side, and you've got Thomas Jefferson on the other. I'll take Thomas Jefferson and state nullification. We're starting to see this picking up steam around the country as people feel like, you know, I've voted for the candidates. I've handed out pocket constitutions. I've done everything else. I'm going to try this. If it's good enough for Thomas Jefferson, it's good enough for me. What is the harm in trying it? And I'll tell you, there's a lot of fun in trying it, because when you see the look on the face of Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews when they talk about the reappearance of state nullification, it's like their dog died. This is not something they want us doing.
By the way, you have absolutely hit the heart of it. They control the debates between the Democrats and the Decepticons. They sit there and give you this false tiny spectrum. And my 7-year-old daughter was in the back of the car, and she goes, well, Daddy, are we Democrats or Republicans? And my 9-year-old son said, no, that's a false choice, because he listens to the show more, and said, that's, you know, how they control us. You know, we need more choices. And I was like, amen to that. And, you know, she started to get it. I'm like, they give you false choices, and they're scared because they're losing control of the narrative now. They can't keep us on the reservation.
Absolutely. So, of course, when you do pursue something like state nullification, as some states have been talking about with a variety of pieces of federal legislation, naturally the state is going to come out with all the guns, rhetorical guns, at least at this stage, that they have. Namely, they're going to accuse you of, well, of course, you're an extremist, a word they never define, of course. There's nothing extreme about what they do, you understand. I'm extreme, not them.
They call it sedition. They call it sedition to even want to have a state.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, sedition, that's right. Of course, the irony, well, there's a lot of irony here, but I hardly think it's sedition to support Thomas Jefferson. So I always point that out. They never want to talk about Jefferson. But the long and the short of it is, we're just reclaiming what are obviously our American rights. And in the nullification book, the whole reason I wrote it was that I knew we were going to be attacked and smeared. We support slavery and all this nonsense. Nullification was never used to uphold slavery. It was used to fight against the fugitive slave laws. They don't want us to know that because they want to paint us as these terrible people who pine for slavery.
That's right. And they use, for those that don't know, states' rights so that people could run and be safe.
That's exactly what was going on in Wisconsin and elsewhere. And they said, we have to protect our state sovereignty, our right to protect these poor souls and give them a jury trial and not have them just be dragged away to their masters. That's history that we're not supposed to know. We're supposed to know that the states are wicked. The federal government is this great, wonderful, progressive force. And we are blasting that narrative to bits with nullification.
Keep telling us about it.
Well, I mean, since short break, a short segment, long segment, I figured I want to give you a chance to jump in and stop me.
Well, we're going to break in about a minute. It's just that is the answer. When you read the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, when you look, you saw when Texas unanimously in the House said, we're going to enforce the law, don't grope people at the airport.
Right.
Misdemeanor on the outside, felony on the inside. That's just the law. They threatened F-16 armed blockade. And it wasn't even big news. It's like, oh, well, our F-16s will stop you from enforcing that. I mean, the state should have called that bluff. I want to come back and get your take on that and then just keep expanding, because we sell the DVD that's based on your book. To a great extent, you're in the DVD. In fact, I'll show it to people. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it. Get it to your county commissioners and others. We're seeing more and more legislatures, counties, and sheriffs getting this. We'll be back with Tom Woods.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusty.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are go. Tom Woods, best-selling authors, our guest. The documentary film Nullification, The Rightful Remedy. A documentary film is so professionally done. Whensoever the general government assumes undelegated powers, a nullification of the act is the rightful remedy. Thomas Jefferson. And again, ladies and gentlemen, people can get this powerful film at InfoWarsStore.com. And Tom Woods has a book of the same name. He's in it. Stuart Rhodes and so many others. It's really an amazing film, Nullify Now, because the federal government itself has been taken over, and I want to get into that subject right now with our guest. But there's also a dark side type of nullification. When Congress won't do things that are unconstitutional, like pass carbon taxes, Obama just does it via executive order. So the federal government itself, as they bragged on CNBC, has been captured by these offshore globalists that are above the law and fat on bailout money. Here's an article out of the local news. Elgin Sustainability Visioning Workshop set for September 10th. That's here in Elgin outside Austin. It's a cow town. And they said they want to take over the local land, decide who can develop. And they put it out there like it's a wonderful new thing. That's what the UN said 3 years ago at the Copenhagen Treaty. They said, we can't take over the federal government fully. We'll take over at the city and county and state level. And Schwarzenegger leads that initiative. So they understand the real power is local. That's why they say think globally, act locally. So they don't want us doing that. They're like, oh, no, let's have 60% turnouts for a federal election, but 8% on average for local. So everybody get out to Elgin tonight. We'll give you that at the very end of the show. But these meetings are happening everywhere. Where, hi, you want to have a livable area? Pass a law that bureaucrats decide if you can use your land at all. You know, forget fish and wildlife, saying you have a puddle on your land that you've owned for 100 years, now we're going to take it. Now just look, pass a law because it's trendy. You know, we're going to shut down your coal power plant because it's trendy. Going back to Tom Woods. Tom, getting into the issue of what the feds are doing and how they themselves have been taken over, we ended the last segment bringing up the point about Texas threatened with F-16s to not let aircraft come into our state. If we dared to not let TSA, who aren't even police, stick their hands down our pants.
Well, my own recommendation for this is that as we go forward and as we gain more and more interest in the idea of nullification is that we need to coordinate. We need to have friendly legislators in one state coordinating with legislators in other states. And we do have legislators around the country who are on board for nullification. I know that for a fact. I know a lot of them. And have the states do this all at the same time. And then really, I mean, of course, the federal government has overwhelming power. It could, strictly speaking, do whatever it wants. But it does have to reckon with public opinion at some level. It does not want the general public to withdraw its consent entirely. So I'd like to say, what if 15 states refuse to do something at once, or 20 or 25? What are they going to do, withhold the highway money from everybody? And at some point, they have got to back down, which they have done in the past. They backed down on Real ID, although now they're trying to get that back.
They backed down on 55 miles an hour. All we have to have is a collective, this is wrong, you shouldn't be over this, and a Sammy Hagar song. We've got to make it culturally popular to rediscover liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that, I mean, you could sort of play on, you sort of do what I used to do when I was a college professor. I'd have all these 18-year-old kids, and they weren't all that excited about being in my class. I don't know why, but they weren't. And so one of the ways I would get them excited is I would say, look, I'm going to teach you stuff in this room that if you went to Harvard, they would not tell you. And then suddenly their teenage rebellious nature, I was using it for my purposes. Now suddenly, because they want to know, well, what are they keeping from me? Well, likewise, nullification and the sorts of things we're doing are sorts of things that we are not supposed to do. No authority wants us to do them. That sort of makes them cool. I mean, in the old days, the left used to say question authority. Now the left is the authority half the time. So they have no use for questions anymore. We are the question askers, and we're the ones, and I'll give you the answer. The answer is nullification. It's not the answer to every problem. But what it does, even if it fails, which I don't think it will, but even if it did, it succeeds in getting people to think outside this suffocating box.
Yes.
Like the only opinion you can have is between Joe Biden and Mitt Romney. That's just a mental disease.
Exactly. But I mean, what you just said is so true. They lie awake at night afraid of nullification because the states created the federal government and the two are supposed to be a separation of powers. And the federal government has become this distant imperium, just like England became a distant imperium and the city of London from the 13 colonies. And you read what's in the Declaration of Independence. It's exactly what's happening today, and then some. I mean, things are worse today than they were then. And like you said, so-called liberals aren't liberals. They are authoritarians.
Absolutely.
They always want to tell us, well, a nine-month-old baby in the womb's not a baby. We say it's a fetus. You know, everything with them is they define everything, and it's so pretentious, and it's a mind game. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I agree with everything you've said. On the nullification issue, Jefferson predicted this outcome, And he warned, he said, if you let the federal government have the final monopolistic word on what the Constitution means, take a wild guess on what will happen. It's going to interpret it in ways that benefit itself and in ways that eclipse the states and the people. Well, obviously, that has happened. Now, the argument for nullification, constitutionally, morally, every other way, is such a home run. I know this because I've had exchanges with law professors on it. These law professors can't debate their way out of a paper bag. They all have the same three rotten arguments. So I got so sick of answering the same things over and over again. I bought the domain name statenullification.com, and I basically put up there all the information you need to beat even a law professor, because they don't have the arguments. It is true that Jefferson said these things. It is true that the states created the federal government. All these things are true, that the Constitution was ratified state by state, that the United States in the Constitution is never referred to in the singular. The United States is always...
Just 30 years ago, the FBI had to get permission to come in your town. Now the police get little federal cards under their toadies. And why do we even have states then? Why do we even have an America? Why not just a global government? Well, that's why they have to get rid of the states, to then get rid of the sovereignty itself of the country.
Right, exactly. The states are not just, you know, cute little, you know, arbitrary boundary lines. And, you know, Vermont has some quirks and California has its quirks. And isn't that neat? These are supposed to be boundary lines against tyranny. That's why they're there.
Firewalls.
They're not there for convenience for the government. They're not there for fun. They're there for this purpose. If we're not going to use them, you're right, we might as well not have them.
Well, they're firewalls. Aren't they like bulkheads in a ship? I mean, if one falls, people can run to the other.
Oh, and absolutely. And in fact, what's so awesome is that in the early 19th century, so 200 years ago, the governor of Connecticut, what, a northern state? Yes, that's right. The governor of Connecticut, Jonathan Trumbull, said that the state governments are in the last resort, the bulwark of the liberties of the people. And so in 2010, in Connecticut, the very same state, 200 years later, there was an attorney general race. And the woman who was running as a Republican got in the debates, picked up my book, Nullification, which quotes the old Connecticut governor 200 years ago. And she quoted from it and said, we need to do this again. Well, of course, the media just went absolutely berserk. How she's not staying between the Biden and Romney spectrum. How dare she say these things? It's exciting that we have all this history, real U.S. history, that is not taught. And I don't think it's not taught just because by accident or they didn't have time to get to it that day. It's because if you don't teach it, it's easier to pass off this narrative whereby in American history, all we have is the great, glorious, progressive federal government always doing wondrous deeds for the people. That's what they want us to take, so that we'll sit back and not ask them questions.
Where do you see this confrontation going? Because clearly the federal government's buying 1.4 billion bullets. The lapdog media spins that into 174,000 and says, why are you guys upset? When they're setting up checkpoints, TSA on the streets, 1.4 billion bullets, and they spin it to 174,000 when they are federalizing everything, NDAA, Patriot Act, face scanning cameras going in to buy and sell out of a science fiction dystopia. And then they still look at us and go, you're the crazy people that say the government's too big. Or, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are like, dangerous terrorists think there's a world government as it's being announced everywhere. I mean, it's. I don't think they understand, or do they, that they're really losing the hearts and minds right now, and shoveling more disinfo is only making people's exodus from under their dark wings accelerate.
I think so. I mean, the fact that, as Lou Rockwell said at the Paul Festival, I don't think there's a 25-year-old in this country, a 25 or under, who still reads a newspaper. So, in other words, the usual mechanisms that they once used to manufacture consent no longer exist as far as most young people are concerned. And then, of course, we all know how Ron Paul did among the young people. Gary Johnson, who's not quite Ron Paul, but nevertheless he represents some kind of a difference, is doing much better among the younger people. So, although time is not really on our side in some ways, well, in other ways, at least we see that the young people who haven't been raised on a diet of you listen to the three channels and you accept what they say are willing to look elsewhere for their information because they know liars when they see them. Well, that encourages me. But we also, as you're right, we've got to talk about the local level, because maybe at this point, I mean, Ron Paul did us a great service, educational service on the national level, and I don't know what we would have done without that. But moving forward, we got to think about the local level and what you can do as an individual. Like New Hampshire is a great example. They passed a jury nullification law so that juries can not only decide whether the person was guilty or innocent, but also decide the justice of the law. The Free State Project in New Hampshire is trying to encourage a free society by just having people go to one place, New Hampshire, and working together to build a free society. Now, unfortunately, my old state of Massachusetts, which I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm from Massachusetts, is screwing that up because so many people in Massachusetts, they screw up Massachusetts. They have no idea why Massachusetts screwed up. They have no idea that they did it. And then they move to New Hampshire. They want to screw up New Hampshire. So they've got their hands full up there. But these are the sorts of things that liberty-minded people creatively are coming up with when they're faced with what seems like insuperable odds. They're just saying, well, you know what? It may be insuperable odds. But I'm going to go down fighting, you know, and maybe we just might win.
Look at California. I mean, they passed a 20% carbon tax a couple years ago, knowing that when you raise taxes too much, it actually destroys the tax receipts. And now the exodus has accelerated. And then their answer is raise taxes again. There is this predatory instinct to the bureaucrat and the bureaucrat minions. And also these kleptocrat mega corporations that love working with big government to shut down their competition. I was reading where Walmart now, you know, has much lower profits. Well, what do they expect when they engage in anti-free market monopolistic tactics and then try to frame the free market for a monopoly they've created that's the opposite of that?
Well, there's also this move to try to get a national sales tax on the internet. And there are some merchants who would like to see that happen because they feel like that would help them against local competitors and so on. And everybody winds up trying to use the government to line his pockets, which is why, see, unfortunately, in the mainstream media, the way they respond to that is say, well, we got to take the money out of politics. No, you got to take the power out of Washington because you're never going to be able to get the money out as long as there's stuff to be had. The crooks will always figure out how to get their grubby hands on it. So you have to go after the source of the problem, which is not that too much money is being donated to campaigns. It's that once elected, the president can favor you. We don't want that.
Well, that's like the more money they spend on education, the more expensive it gets, the lower the quality. The more money you spend on health, then the higher the cost and the less quality because it's all being centrally controlled. You cut the money off, then that will start cutting the corruption off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the education bureaucracy is a disaster and a joke. I mean, the administration is so bloated in all these cities. In New York City, it's something like 6,000 bureaucrats in the central office, whereas the Catholic schools educate like 1/6 as many students, so they should have 1,000 bureaucrats. They've got 26. I mean, it goes to show there's something wrong here. This is not a matter of – I just said this on C-SPAN the other day. This is not a matter of – the government is there because these are wonderful, public-spirited people who just want to promote the common good. No, these are people who want to loot and expropriate you and build up their own impenetrable fiefdoms where they increase their budgets and their power. That's what it is. It's not what you learned in third grade about how the government works. That's the reality of what's going on.
Well, look at this example of where the people end up in the safety deposit box having coins worth $7.9 million apiece, these St. Gaudens 33. And the government said, well, we have an executive order that we can take your gold, and they just steal it. And then ABC News reports it like it's a good thing. I mean, Don't people understand that once due process, the Constitution and Bill of Rights is gone, none of us have any protections? Don't the bureaucrats know that they can be looted now? I mean, you know, don't the cops know that once there's not a Bill of Rights and Constitution that they have no protections?
Well, that's why I think it's important. All this, there's been some good educational work done to try to reach local police and educate them and make them alert to what's going on. A lot of them are they feel like they're just doing their jobs and they're not really aware of the implications of all this. So that does need to be promoted. But the long and the short of it is what we're seeing though today at the same time. I mean, I think we've got two things going on at once. On the one hand, the acceleration of trends that are deeply disturbing and dangerous for all of us. But on the other hand, we have more people than ever who are becoming alert to this and are becoming interested in alternative sources of opinion, and that's all to the good. And so, for instance, September 22nd, I'm told there's a big nationwide and the Fed rally at all the different Federal Reserve banks. Now, for me, most of the time, I feel like a lot of these demonstrations don't really do much, but I make an exception to this. because the very fact that there's a demonstration outside a Federal Reserve Bank makes people realize the Federal Reserve is something people actually have an opinion about.
And it makes them start realizing, hey, it's private, and hey, we're not just going to protest the puppet Republicans and Democrats. We're going to go directly to the real puppeteer.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Because, again, establishment candidate A versus establishment candidate B isn't going to change anything. These people aren't – none of them are going to dismantle the Federal Reserve. That's their bread and butter. None of them are going to do any of these things. So we have to go directly – again, we have to go directly to the public and say, what is the thing, the most important institution that is privileged by the government, namely the Federal Reserve, that you never hear about, or if you do talk about it, you are dismissed from polite society? Why is that? Why do you think it is that we're not supposed to talk about this? Again, arouse people's curiosity. That can't hurt. Now, I don't know in the end game of all this how this turns out, if we necessarily win. Maybe we win, maybe we don't win.
Well, resistance is victory. The level of tyranny we'll live under is what we put up with. As Jefferson said, I want to come back and talk about how we counter all of this. But bottom line, people are really starting to wake up, as you were saying, and as things get worse and worse, that will only get other people to wake up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Government decided we were all going to drive 55, and the people said we're not putting up with it. And it took 20 years, but now they're raising the speed limit up to 85 in Texas. Hey, the Germans can drive 150. A lot of the studies show that you get places quicker and there's actually less accidents. But you better not be texting while you're driving. The point is, the reason I wanted to play a little clip of that is that it's an example of people just saying no and culturally getting what's happening. Abortion is becoming incredibly unpopular. Gun control is becoming incredibly unpopular because people are just waking up and figuring out, hey, you don't want my guns to protect me. You want to make me your slave. And that's what's happening. Tom Woods is our guest, best-selling author, researcher. He's also been awarded Humanity Studies Fellowships, and he's taught at universities. I'm not going to go over the whole deal, but he has written the book, Nullification. We sell the DVD that he's in that is incredibly powerful. Nullification, InfoWarsStore.com. Hope you get it today. We've got about 5 minutes left. Look, I mean, I mentioned this. You've got the UN and globalists taking over with sustainable development and all the rest of it in towns everywhere because no one's resisting them. They understand the power of the local. And so I tell listeners, just get out there with the truth and get in these parasites' face. And they'll act like you're powerless up front. That's a mind game. The truth is they're powerless. Tom Woods.
Well, that's absolutely right. And as you said earlier, the turnouts for these local elections are basically negligible. So this is, I mean, talk about low-hanging fruit. Forget about trying to run for Congress or something when you could get in the state Senate without all that much difficulty. And a lot of good, liberty-minded people will rally around you, and you don't need a gigantic budget. But if you are remotely charismatic and you know your stuff, then you can actually stop these people. Because really, these people, they prosper in the darkness. They prosper by keeping their intentions quiet or off the table or masking them with cutesy, saccharine-sounding language about the children and future generations, whatever. But they need that benign mask ripped off their faces by somebody who's knowledgeable and, frankly, who can laugh at them. Humor is so important because these people like to be treated with deadly earnest. And for us just to treat them as just laughable nobodies just gets under their skin. And to me, it's not enough to just to fight them. I want to get under their
skin. It's funny. I didn't understand that until a few years ago, 17 years on air, that they will ban our videos and file false claims on them when I make fun of a professor saying reduce humanity or I make fun of the TSA. They do not like us laughing at them. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, everybody's got to do what he's got to do. And I know, you know, you have a huge audience and a lot of your audience feels like I'm already doing everything I can do. But maybe not everybody. Maybe you should be writing a blog or something instead of emailing 50 of your friends your thoughts all the time. Share your thoughts with the world.
Start doing YouTube videos. Start doing local access. Put out a local newspaper. Put out a newsletter at work. Just start talking.
Whatever. Yeah. Read a book with your friends. Something. But I mean, we have an opportunity that hasn't been seen since Gutenberg to spread information. And if we don't take it, we have only ourselves.
And that's why Obama now says the cybersecurity executive order to shut down free speech. He's now saying an executive order. Congress wouldn't do what he wanted.
Well, the executive order thing, I mean, we could do a whole show on that. But that is just so egregiously unconstitutional. But neither party will actually stop it. As long as my party's president is doing it, it's okay.
All right, Tom Woods, we're out of time. Will you come back and visit us soon?
Be glad to.
All right, amazing. TomWoods.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. In closing for this hour, 6:30 p.m. tonight, Elgin High School, they're having a sustainability UN visioning workshop to brainwash the locals to literally go into bondage. If you're in Central Texas, be out there. 6:30 tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.